Gary Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Geronimo and Michael Mara.
How are you?
WJFK.
They're still looking for a monkey. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we're back.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Burlington, Iowa on KCPS. Mobile, Alabama on WABB. And thanks so much for listening to Tampa, Florida every afternoon on 10 Talks. WQYK. All right, this is positively it.
Yeah, we're going to have a marathon right now.
The last go-around as we continue to qualify singles and, well, not all singles. We've had some married couples, some swingers calling the program for tomorrow's love match. I'll tell you again that if you are one of the singles who is being hooked up to a member of the opposite sex, you must be there by 3 o'clock. For everybody else that wants to come by and be part of the show, you're invited to the Ramada Inn on Wisconsin Avenue in Bethesda, Maryland. We'll be doing the show from Chatters Sports Bar.
You can join Buzz Burbank up in Chatters, where he'll be enjoying the festivities, watching the one of the 40 monitors.
Because he's afraid of all the people who are going to be downstairs with us.
Rightly so.
The love match is closed to the public, but Chatters will have live video feeds upstairs on over 40 televisions, so you can see everything happening. And we will be picking at least one couple from the crowd.
Yes, the couple that we feel is the most romantic.
Okay, love match couples, I've just been handed a note, need to be there at 2 tomorrow. So you guys have to call everybody and make sure they know that, please, Diana. Now, we're going to take care of, first off, Richard. Is this Richard with the Mohawk? Hello?
Richard the Val Kilmer. Oh, no.
You know,
He just came in here. Richard the Val Kilmer lookalike.
Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Here he is.
No.
You know, why not? Listen, I'm not going to ruin the rest of the show complaining about the equipment.
Hello?
And I'm not mad at Daryl, and I'm not mad at Dan. But this thing is an antiquated piece of junk, and they fix it, and they bring it in, and the first time that I touch it, it breaks again.
We're sick of it.
Hello?
Hello?
This is not the Val Kilmer lookalike?
Yeah, I like to go for the Valentine's thing tomorrow.
This is Tom Gavin, Don.
Yes, it is.
He has made it through, Don. Tom Gavin is on the line with us right now.
Tom, I'm sorry. Please join us. However, I'm not going to give you a date this time.
Can I come down tomorrow?
Anybody can come to Chatters, Tommy.
Chatters tomorrow at what time?
Get there about 3 o'clock when the show starts.
Can I get there at 2 o'clock?
You can get there at noon if you want, Tom.
It's a hotel, Tom. You can arrive anytime you like.
You can spend the night out there tonight if you wish.
Can I get a date for tomorrow?
Can you get a date for tomorrow?
You know, Denise,
Tom, if you come down to Chatters, I'd say you might not arrive with a date, but you'll leave with a date.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
What were you going to say about Denise?
Denise, don't you?
You mean Dennis's Denise?
No. John's Denise.
Who is John?
They were at the softball game.
No, I don't know who that is.
We don't know who they are, Tom.
Who are you talking about, Tommy?
Denise.
Do you mean Denise, the girl that did it with Dennis?
No, the other Denise.
We don't know the other Denise.
It's Denise Huxtable he's talking about,
it's
of course.
Denise,
it's Lisa
Lynn.
Bonet. Who is it?
Denise Lynn. She said she was on your strip trivia.
Okay, if she comes down, she can be your date, Tommy.
Okay.
Bye-bye, pal.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
take care, Tom. Good luck to you. There's the parrot.
Okay, now.
All right.
I'll be downstairs.
No, let me see.
Buzz has changed his venue.
Who do we got here? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hello, Laura. Thank you for listening to the program. How old are you?
I'm 32.
32 years young, and you're from where?
Springfield.
What do you do?
I'm a dental hygiene student.
And the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
I've been told a young Natalie Wood.
And Natalie Wood was hot. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that.
A young Natalie Wood is just about the best thing in the whole wide world.
Now, do we have a guy for young Natalie Wood, or shall I go trolling?
Oh, troll, please.
Well, unless you wanted to get together with Richard, who is the Val Kilmer with the Mohawk.
Hmm.
Or Becky.
Well,
Or Becky the lesbian from Baltimore.
I'm the only one that's a cheerleader for Becky.
I know you are, Sherry. Yeah. It's starting to concern me.
Sorry.
All right, would you like either the guy that Mike mentioned, or would you like to take your luck and troll it on the phone?
I'll troll.
All right, now you know you got to keep whoever comes up.
Sure, no problem.
We should point out to you that Tom Gavin just got through.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hi, Jesse.
Jesse. Hi, Jesse. Thank you for listening. Where are you from?
I'm from Woodbridge, Virginia.
How old are you, Jesse?
37.
37, that's good. What do you do for a living, Jesse?
I'm a contractor, a commercial contractor.
All right, beautiful. Beautiful.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Jesse?
Definitely Morris Day.
Oh, Morris Day. What time is it?
Right on.
I love Morris Day. That's cool. That's cool. Well, listen, we got some more of this jungle fever happening.
Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh.
Is that okay with you, Laura?
What?
Jungle fever, you and a black man?
Well...
We love to do the interracial love on this program.
I know you do.
We think it's hot and spicy. Like the Colonel.
That's not my preference, but I'll do it if that's, you know...
Oh, give it a whack. We'll have a good time.
Way to go, Jesse. You talk her into it.
Come on now.
The only thing is,
the old adage says, Laura, you'll never go back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. So how about it, Laura?
I can't keep trolling, though?
No.
No, no. Well, listen, what if he was a white guy, you would say okay?
No.
This was it.
37's kind of old for me.
It's the age factor.
Mm, no, I think she's afraid of being with a black man.
I do, too. I think that's what her terror is.
Can I tell you something?
Huh.
I was afraid also. But the first time that I made love to a black man, oh, my God.
Yeah, Don has never gone back.
I've never gone back. All of my men that I've had from that point on have been black.
Don had, about 15 years ago, a passionate affair with Nipsey Russell, and he has never, ever been the same since.
Can I try for a young
Was that
guy?
Your cough? Was that, or Jesse, was that you?
No.
That was my cough, sorry.
Oh, and don't forget it when I got it on with Johnny Brown.
Oh, that was...
who used to be the...
Catch.
Who used to be on the Good Times.
It was Johnny Brown and George Kirby simultaneously, wasn't it?
That's right.
Hey, Don and Mike?
And now, of course, it's Dennis Rodman. He's the only black man for me.
You love it. You actually call him to suggest the hair color changes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Do it for me, Dan. Yes, ma'am.
Can I try to get hooked up with a younger guy?
No. Listen, you take this guy or you're out. I'm sorry.
And Jesse sounds like a great guy.
Well, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
There we go. I love connection.
Hey, hold on. Plus, I've just seen something that's been posted on the screen.
Okay.
This is really going to turn things around in Jesse's favor.
Okay.
Jesse has a pierced penis.
Oh, God.
Jesse, do you really have a pierced penis?
Yes, I do.
Oh. What black man doesn't? Okay, you're in.
Well.
You're in, Laura.
Alrighty.
Hold on, Jesse.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you kids tomorrow. Oh, and you, just sit down across your legs, Jerry. hello, Don and Mike show. Cello.
Oh, no.
All right, line three. No, I'm trying new callers now.
Okay.
I'm moving
on. It's not that phone thing again, is it?
I don't know. Hello.
See, when we get, if it's just a caller not there, it's we hear at least something. When we hear nothing, it means that phone thing's screwing up again.
See, waiting for me to lose
no,
it.
No, see, I'm not telling you not to do it this time, because I'm just as frustrated as you are.
See, the problem is, when the phones get overloaded, when we get, like, more than 10 calls,
right.
The phone system can't handle it. And what strikes me as so odd is that this is a talk station that kind of relies on the telephone.
We kind of take calls from all over the country.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
Mary Jane.
Oh, Mary Jane.
Oh, one of the Mary Jane girls.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. Where are you from?
College Park.
Oh, you're a Terrapin?
Yes, I am a Terrapin.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've heard Brooke Shields.
That's okay. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Now, the guys we have available are, how about we hook you up with the Mohawk guy?
Yeah, he's a Val Kilmer lookalike. You guys would make a nice celebrity couple. Don't like the Mohawk?
I'm not really big on Mohawks.
All right, then you have to troll.
Yeah, go to the line, and you have to take whoever we get.
Go to the line. I'm a gambler. Go to the line.
All right. Go to the line, she says, and go to the line we will. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Thank you for listening. How old are you, sir?
27.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney.
Where are you from?
Northern Virginia.
That's one strike against him being an attorney.
That's right, under the rock.
Celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Dave Foley, News Radio and Kids in the Hall.
Dave Foley, he is dreamy.
All right, so are you kind of like hairless?
Hmm?
Are you no visible body hair?
Oh, I am boyish, but not that boyish.
Boyish, all
right. Boyish, okay. Well, here you go, Mary Jane.
All right.
Here's your guy. It's Dave and Mary Jane, and they will be handcuffed wearing the cozy handcuff. Now, keep in mind, they will not see each other until they meet in the middle of the ballroom at Chatters tomorrow on our program.
Are you excited, Mary Jane? You've got a boyish attorney here.
Oh, I'm greatly excited.
This is good. Thank you. Hold on, Mary Jane.
Great. Thank you.
Hold on. And Dave, thank you, my friend.
I love this game because Mary just, you know, was that close to a guy with a mohawk.
Now, who do we have left? Who do we have left that we haven't fixed up?
The only guy that's hanging out there right now is Richard. And Becky, at this time I will remind everybody, okay. Becky, the lesbian truck driver, is still available.
Thank you.
So we still have the Mohawk,
right.
Val Kilmer.
That's right.
And the lesbian. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
That we are going to fill both of those slots right now.
Okay.
And you don't fill either one, I don't think.
Thank you, though.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. I was going to see if Don and Mike hooked me up with the date.
Listen, sorry, I think that we are looking for strictly either a woman...
A lady who wants a guy with a mohawk.
Or a woman who wants a lesbian.
Come on, Don. Mike, I've been trying for 3 years to try to get on this.
And you know something? Right, we've been asking for that lipstick lesbian for a long time. We know we've got a lot of lesbians that listen to this show. Come on now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm not a lesbian, so I'm not going to be able to work.
All right, thank you. Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm looking for the love connection.
Horny guys overloading our switchboard right now.
Too many horny guys. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm looking for the love
connection. I want a woman.
Love connection. Okay, hi, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I have an oddity for the Valentine's Day.
Now, here's somebody who knows how to stop us.
Yeah. What is your oddity?
I am in an interracial marriage for the past 4 months.
So?
So what?
That's not an oddity, sir. An oddity would be a third nipple.
That's right. Yeah, that doesn't count.
It turns us on. Yes, indeed, we do love the hot interracial love. Some of us, albeit more than others. but no, that's not an oddity, sir. Turn down the radio,
It's the 90s, sir. Interracial marriage, not an oddity.
Turn down the radio. Hello?
Somebody just got dumped.
Nope, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Horny guys, make room.
Listen. All we're looking for right now is women, and I'm going to put a timer on this.
Hold on a second.
All right, we need a timer.
Gotcha.
We're looking for a lady for Richard and a lesbian for Becky.
I got a 59-second music bed here. We will go trolling through the lines. We need a woman for the Val Kilmer lookalike.
That's Richard.
And we need a woman for the lesbian in Baltimore.
That's Becky.
That's it. Here we go. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Love connection.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yo.
Go away, horny guys.
Hi, Dynamite.
I know.
No.
Go away.
No. Eureka is.
No. That's the only thing that made me stop this.
Show.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I'm here for the Dynamite.
All right, hold on. Slow down. It's a woman. Are you calling for the lesbian, or are you calling for the Val Kilmer with the mohawk?
The lesbian.
The lesbian!
The lesbian!
We found a date for the lesbian. Yes!
All right.
Yes! Hello, what is your name?
My name is Pam.
Where are you from, darling?
Oh my God.
No.
She'll be back.
Call back.
No, call back.
No, well, we have another lesbian on three.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello, speak to us.
Hello?
Don't listen to the radio. Hello, are you a lesbian?
Yes.
Are you a lipstick lesbian?
Yes.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I really don't know.
How old are you?
37.
What's your name, darling?
Kathy,
would you like to join our party tomorrow?
Yes.
Beautiful.
All right, Becky and Kathy, we're lovers.
Beautiful. You're going to be hooked up with Kathy. She is the lesbian truck driver from Baltimore.
How old is she?
How old is she?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's 60, 65.
No, she's 34.
Oh, okay.
She's 34.
Okay.
Yep. She's all yours.
Did we get the celebrity you most resemble, Kathy?
I really don't know.
You got to give us somebody.
Come on, we got to have somebody, Kathy.
Okay.
Come on.
I really don't know.
Let's start with Bella Abzug and work our way back.
We got to go back through, make our way through Pia Zadora.
Oh, no.
Come on, who? Come on, please. Come on.
A little bit like Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, there you go.
Elizabeth Taylor. All right. Elizabeth Taylor in the fried chicken days?
Or
National Velvet days?
National Velvet.
National Velvet. Oh,
beautiful.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you. Hold on a second.
Good stuff.
Hold on. And all we need is one more woman, correct?
Yes, yeah, so we need one more woman for Richard.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
There we go. We got
this
somebody.
Would be it. This would be it. Are you a woman?
Yes, I am.
You want to go out with a Val Kilmer with a mohawk?
Can I troll instead?
Gosh, that mohawk is turning people away.
Yes, hold on. I'll let you troll, but hold on. Because I got somebody now who wants the guy with the mohawk.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
It's India.
India. What a lovely name.
Hello, India. How's your sister, Anna?
Her other sister, Ink.
Now I'm trying to think of all the Indian jokes out of that game. Well, India. See, it's not Indian. It's India.
Right, India.
Listen, India, how old are you?
22.
Mm-hmm. Good. Where are you from?
Landover.
Landover. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't have one. I'm me.
No, gotta have one,
you
dear.
You have to have one or we disqualify you.
Vanity. I don't know.
Vanity.
Hello.
Ooh, Val Kilmer with a mohawk and vanity.
Okay, so you want that Val Kilmer guy?
Sure.
You got him.
There we go.
You got him. Beautiful. Then we're done.
That's it.
That's it. We're done. Yay. That's it. Can you hold on, please? India?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Oh, no. You know what? I got the one lady left who wanted to troll.
That's right.
We'll let her troll right now. You are the absolute last person. We're qualifying for the love match tomorrow. What's your name?
My name is Anne.
Hello, Anne. Where are you from?
I'm in Northwest D.C.
Anne, how old are you?
24.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Helen Hunt.
Nothing wrong with that.
Bravissimo.
Are you ready to troll?
Yeah, this ought to be difficult.
Are you ready?
Ready.
And here we go. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Oh, and someone hangs up.
Bless you, Sherry.
Excuse me, thank you.
Hold on, and you're on the air. Don and Mike, hello.
This is Lauren. I'm looking for love.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Lauren, you're it.
All right.
Lauren, where are you from?
Dale City.
Lauren, how old are you?
24.
What do you do?
I'm a baker.
No, a baker.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Somebody told me to tell you Harry Connick Jr.
Harry Connick Jr., say hello to Helen Hunt.
Hello.
Ann, are you there?
Ann, hold on, please. Wait, Ann? Ann?
Ann is, I remember, a little slow to answer on the phone sometimes.
Hello, Ann?
I hear nothing like the phone is.
Hello, Ann?
Sounds like it's dead.
Yes, it does. Yes,
it's dead. It's broken.
The phone is broke. Hello, Ann.
Yes, hi.
Ann, here's your guy.
All right, tell me about him.
I forgot where he is.
Lauren, he looks like Harry Connick. He's 24 and he's a baker.
Here he is. Hi, Ann. Say hi to Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
See, they love each other.
Beautiful.
We did it. All right.
Beautiful. We filled the room.
All right.
That's it.
Bravo.
We got all of our callers.
Yay.
For Love Match 96.
It would have been a lot easier without that phone system we had.
Next year we do it with Carrier Pigeon. Tomorrow.
Best day of my life.
Tomorrow we get all of these people together. Diana will give everybody the information. Don't forget, the most romantic couple gets a ski vacation. And everybody that comes down to the Ramada Inn, Wisconsin Avenue, to Chatters, to watch the thing on the big widescreen TVs, we're going to pull some people from there to come down and join us, too, for the Love Connections. So thank you to everybody. You two kids, hold on a second. That's it.
Bravo.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Terrific.
We are plumb out, and it's a good thing because that old man, Bob Dole, that vegetable that wants to be president.
Oh, you're going to make him mad again.
He's on the phone, and I will talk to him after this. Thank you for all the support. We will see you guys for Love Match tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
6:39, here's the beauteous Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Two all-American boys who bleed red, white, and blue. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. I'm glad we're playing this song right now. It's our bumper. You know why? Name of the song is Kids in America.
Yeah!
Something that this vegetable can't relate to. I got him right here. Hey, come in, Mr. Potato Head.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the phones again.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hello. I've got it turned up.
I guess we're...
Oh. Hello?
Oh, there he is.
Hello. What's wrong with your phones? It's Senator Bob Dole. I don't understand what's wrong with your phones. I'm a very busy man. I'm a president of Canada, the United States Senator. I don't understand why I can't get through. What's the matter? Why do you throw those phones overboard? That's what I'd say. It's Senator Bob Dole coming off my enormous victory in the Iowa caucus. It's a good day for America. Great day for Senator Bob Dole. Great day for the Republican Party.
So you beat a bunch of those other losers.
Yeah, they're not losers. They're all good men in their own rights. But I'm Bob Dole, and I'm going to be the Republican nominee for the Senate.
You only beat Pat Buchanan by how much? Like by 3% or something like that?
That's a narrow victory. I say that's a lot of hockey puck.
Very narrow.
A lot of hockey puck. A lot of poppycock. That's the one I was looking for. Absolutely. That's a lot of poppycock. I didn't beat him narrowly. I beat him. That's all that matters in the United States of America is if you win. It's not how much you win by it, whether you win or not.
You are too old to be president.
You know that, don't you? You know I'm not too old. I could whip your butt, that's for sure. I'd ask you to step outside. No problem. I'd carve a canoe through your forehead.
How old are you, Mr. Dole? Are you 80?
I don't think age is an issue in the election. I think vitality. Yeah, that's what it is. Vitality is the issue in this election. I think I'm Bob Dole. I'm Senator Candace. I'm going to have a lot of
Here's a question now.
Fire away. I don't have much time, though. I'm a very busy man. Get back on the campaign trail. You know, up in New Hampshire, we got hands to shake, people to see, babies to kiss, and all those people to say, hey, Bob Dole, you're going to make a heck of a presidential candidate.
Last night.
Yeah.
This would be an indication for me that perhaps you're a younger thinking man than your age would lead me to believe.
I'm very young thinking, yes. Last night, age is a state of mind. I think young all the time. I think young, I act young. I am young.
I'd like to know what happened last night between you and your wife, Elizabeth Dole, after you won the Iowa caucuses. What happened last night?
I don't think that's my problem. Listen, my private life. That's my personal business. I'll tell you, we had a very exciting evening in the Dole household.
For my money, I think an old man like you...
You're familiar with my wife. She's very handsome woman, you know that, don't you?
She probably changed your tux and put your Depends diapers on and put you in bed.
She's a very handsome woman. I'm a handsome man. I'm Senator Bob Dole. We are very excited about our overwhelming victory in the Iowa caucuses. We celebrated with a nice bottle of wine.
And?
Yes, we made love. Glorious, passionate love. Elizabeth and I, the Doles, making wonderful, passionate love, celebrating my incredible victory, preparing for New Hampshire. What a great send-off she gave me. Yes, sir, it was lovemaking till dawn. Till dawn.
Said
you're Senator Bob Dole, soon to be President Bob Dole. I'm going to send you to New Hampshire. I'm going to send you up to New Hampshire like you've never been sent up to New Hampshire before. How about this, honey bun? And I had an extra spring in my step today. I don't mind telling you that. I'm feeling good about myself. I really do. It's energizing me. It energized me, that lovemaking.
Is it true? I understand when you reach that point of nirvana, when you have a bingo, I understand that dust comes out.
I don't like that kind of comment. I'll tell you that right now, Pally. I don't like that kind of statement. I know what you're saying. You're saying I'm old. Dust comes out. I know what you're saying. That makes me sick to my stomach. It's that kind of crap. I'll tell you, when I'm president of the United States, what's the name? Geronimo?
Yeah.
Geronimo. I'm going to look you up, and I'm going to find you. I'm going to find where you live. I'm going to find you. I'm going to use my secret police. I'm going to use the FBI, the CIA, the ATF, all those bureaus. I'm going to have them kick your door in. I'm going to have them drag you out in your underwear right in the middle of the street.
The only group you're going to have is the AARP.
No, not the AARP. I'm going to be president. You're going to say, hey, that's President Bob Dole, the guy I called old all the time, and then you're going to have another thing or two coming your way, Pally. I don't mind telling you that. This senator from Kansas, this Kansas farm boy, he's gonna find you in the middle of the night. I'll have the Secret Service drag your butt down the street, right in the middle of the street with gravel up your butt. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
That's real painful, don't you know?
You made love with Elizabeth last night?
Oh, see, you got me all hot and bothered, and I revealed that innermost private fact. I believe a man's private life should be his private life, and he shouldn't be revealing all those things to me.
When she was doing it, at any time, did she call you Phil Graham, Richard Luger?
All right, toilet.
Forbes?
Let me tell you something, Mr. Trenchmouth. Yes. I got my beads on you, that's for sure. I got you in my crosshairs. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to take care of you willy-nilly. We're going to put you in the Potomac River. I'm going to drag you down with cinder blocks, and I'm going to have them pull your arms off, and then you'll be catfish food. How do you like that? Absolutely. Wait till that happens to you. Catfish will be nibbling at all your entrails.
Yeah. Clinton is going to kick your butt so bad in this election. You know who you are going to be? You're going to be the George McGovern of the 1990s.
You know something? I'm driving a fine American-made automobile right now, and you know what I intend to do? You know what Bob Dole, Senator from Kansas, presidential candidate, what he intends to do? What? I'm going to grease my transmission with your guts. That's what I'm going to do. Just like Patton said in the BWW2, I'll cut your belly open and I'll pull your intestines out. And I'll draw finger paints with them. That's what I'll do. I'll get a big canvas and some
loser.
And they'll say, hey, that's Don Geronimo. You know what you're doing? I'm painting my painting with his guts. There, look at that. That's my nice Don Geronimo intestinal painting right
listen,
there.
Listen, after you lose this election and they commit you to the old age home, I will come change your bedpan.
Let me tell you something.
I'll come visit you after you lose control of your faculties.
I remember whose toes you're stepping on. I'll tell you, because you know something, you better not step on my toes, because you're not going to have any toes. I'll cut each one of your individual toes off, and I'll feed them to you. And the ones that are left over, I'll stick up your nose and put in your ears. And you'll be walking around, and you can't breathe, you can't hear,
all right.
Eating toes.
Let's settle once and for all. I challenge you to thumb wrestle.
You want a thumb wrestle? All right, here we go.
The other hand.
Oh, now you. Oh, that's the kind of crap that I tell you. There's nothing like that. Oh boy. All righty. How about that? Absolutely. Way to go to the edge. All right, history. I'll tell you something right now. It's that kind of crap that I'm not going to take from you or anybody else. I got your name. I got it written down right here, and I'm going to come to you in the middle of the night. You're not going to believe it. I'm going to come to you when you're not. You're least expected, and we'll kick the window in and go, oh, was that a bird? No, Senator Bob, no. And I'll put a rope around your neck, and I'll pull you through the window, and the shards of glass will cut into your belly, and you won't be, you'll be bleeding so bad you won't be able to breathe.
Congratulations on your victory in the Iowa caucus, you old man, you old vegetable.
I'd like to thank all the people that voted.
You loser.
We'll see you in New Hampshire. Looking forward to the big thing.
Clinton's going to kick your ass.
No, he's not. No, and I'll tell you something. I remember Don Geronimo. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull your individual hairs out. And after I floss your eyes, I'll tear your earlobes off. And I'll take your earlobes and I'll put them into your eye sockets after I carve them out with a trowel that I use to bury my vegetables. You cut me a vegetable, I'll tell you something right now. I'll plant you, Pally. And you'll remember it, Senator Bob Dole from Kansas.
He's so violent.
Well, you know, Don seems to bring out the worst in it.
Old fart.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not going to win anyway. Man, I hope he stays in the race, though. That's great material till November. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
We'll go to the news cubicle with Buzz Burbank in a second. 6:52 now, and here's Sherry Lynn Gribbley. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike.